with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A family member is under investigation in connection with the death of Rob Reiner and his wife.
Nick Reiner, the 32-year-old son of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer, was taken into custody Monday after the couple were found Sunday in their Los Angeles home dead from apparent stab wounds, according to a law enforcement source. While L.A. Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton would not comment Sunday on the son, he did discuss the investigation.
Also at SRNews.com, officials in Providence say they have released a person of interest who had been detained in a Brown University shooting that killed two people. President Trump sent his condolences yesterday.
To the nine injured, get well fast, and to the families of those two that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
And the weekend attack set off hours of chaos across the Ivy League campus as hundreds of officers search for the shooter. The mainstream press and Australian officials were slow to stress the likely religious motivations of the suspects who murdered 15 people at a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney, Australia, choosing to focus instead on a push for tighter gun laws.
We understand that the father and the son were holding out in a rented house in a suburb in Sydney in preparation for this attack with six legally held firearms.
But the Prime Minister did at some point condemn it as an act of anti-Semitism. The attack left 15 people dead, including a 10-year-old boy, and some media reports say that both suspects were identified as Pakistani nationals living in Australia, and authorities and intelligence agencies describe them as Muslim with ties to extremist ideology. One suspect previously flagged by Australian officials for ties to ISIS. This is SRN News. The best female tennis player in the world does not want to play against men.
During a recent interview on the Piers Morgan Show, WTA number one ranked Aryna Sabalenka says men who are living as women should not be allowed to compete against actual biological women. Several former tennis greats, including Serena Williams and Martina Navratilova, have offered similar sentiments. A global backlash against men invading women's sports is being led by female athletes and feminist leaders. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. is experiencing a surge in converts, partly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy is embraced by about 1% of adults, according to the Pew Research Center. A heightened online profile has led to two waves of converts since the pandemic, however. Young single men are often cited as a driving force behind the growing popularity of Orthodoxy. This is SRN News. A discovery of early church art in Turkey.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered a significant fresco of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in August in an underground tomb near İznik, a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in AD 325. The fresco shows a youthful Roman-looking Jesus carrying a goat. Researchers say it's a rare depiction of Jesus with Roman attributes. The Good Shepherd motif symbolized protection and salvation before the cross became Christianity's universal symbol. Keith Peters, Washington.
VW betting big on China and in China. Volkswagen committing $3 billion to build its largest research and development center outside of Germany in the Chinese city of Hefei, aiming to design electric vehicles tailored just for Chinese drivers. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.